For the last few weeks, Alaska Lieutenant Governor Mead Treadwell's been crisscrossing the state holding official public hearings on the various ballot measures that will be on the general election ballot. During Tuesday's hearing in Fairbanks, he stressed that ballot measure 4 is specifically focused on the Bristol Bay region.
This bill would attempt to provide protection of Bristol Bay wild salmon and waters within or flowing into the designated Bristol Bay Fisheries Reserve by requiring legislative approval for certain large-scale metallic sulfide mines. It would require a law finding that the proposed mining operation will not constitute danger to the fishery within the Bristol Bay Fisheries Reserve and would be in addition to other permits and authorizations already required for such mines to operate in the region.
In essence, ballot measure 4 would give the Alaska legislature the authority to review and approve any large-scale mining operations in the Bristol Bay region. The ballot measure does not specifically mention the proposed Pebble Mine, but the mine is at the heart of the initiative. Lieutenant Governor Treadwell noted the ballot measure also includes specific findings that would essentially reflect the will of the people if the measure is approved.
The findings would generally provide for recognition of the Bristol Bay Fisheries Reserve as a region of statewide significance to sport, commercial, and subsistence fisheries, Alaska's economy, the global fishing economy, and a region of cultural importance to Alaska Natives.
Tuesday's public hearing included specific presentations from representatives on the pro and con sides of the ballot measure. Anders Gustafsson is the executive director of the Renewable Resources Coalition, which is supporting the Bristol Bay Forever initiative. He stressed that the initiative is an effort to protect the one-of-a-kind salmon resource that returns every summer to Bristol Bay.
This is an issue about Bristol Bay salmon, not necessarily about mining in general. We are obviously working on getting appropriate conservation measures put in place so that we feel comfortable with development in the region.
Gustafsson says the initiative builds on the existing Bristol Bay Fisheries Reserve, which was created in 1972 to protect the region from oil and gas exploration and development. The initiative essentially adds large-scale mining to the criteria that would require legislative approval of a project. The con side was represented during Tuesday's hearing by Deantha Crockett. She's the executive director of the Alaska Miners Association. She believes ballot measure 4 unnecessarily politicizes Alaska's permitting process for large-scale mining projects.
We've got a sound, stringent process that is based on science. It's based on law. There's no room for politics in permitting resource development projects in Alaska. Going through the ballot measure, we think it sets an undefined, unclear standard in several different areas. We simply still are sitting around wondering, what is the potential to adversely affect? What does that mean? In the presentations I've heard from Anders so far, when he talks about danger and want to know what the definition of danger is, who defines danger? Who's in charge of telling the general public what the definitions of those words are? Again, there's too many unknowns here.
Crockett noted that the legislation that resulted in the creation of the Bristol Bay Fisheries Reserve included mining, but the language was removed before the bill was passed. She also claims the governor at the time did not support the legislation.
It became law without the signature of Governor Egan. You can see on the screen there Governor Egan's language regarding why he chose to have the bill pass without his signature. Upon reading it, my take on it is that Governor Egan said, thought this is bad policy. I do value Bristol Bay salmon. I value all of our salmon, but I'm not going to sign this bill into law, and I'm not going to veto it either. And without a veto, the bill eventually became law.
Only a small handful of people testified at Tuesday's hearing, including Bill Brophy from Fairbanks. He's opposed to ballot measure 4 and says it's not necessary to bring the Alaska legislature into the specifics of project permitting.
Our state agencies have a proven track record to successfully manage our resources. We have elected representatives and talented, educated, and experienced professionals within the state agencies that we hold accountable. I oppose ballot measure 4 and encourage the citizenry of the state of Alaska to exercise their right and responsibility to vote.
Ballot measure 4 will be placed before the voters in Alaska during the general election on the 4th of November. The final official public hearing on the ballot measure will be held Thursday afternoon from noon until 2 in Dillingham at the Legislative Information Office. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.